In today's gospel, Christ sends out his disciples to preach the presence of the kingdom in him. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs, to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves, carrying no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town." The 72 returned rejoicing and said, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." Jesus said, "I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
One day a man was shopping at a mall and came out, got in his car, noticed there was a note on the passenger side of the car. Picked up the note, and this is what he read. "Dear sir or madam, I was going to steal your car, but I saw on the bumper sticker a sign that said, 'Peace be to you.' And I thought to myself, if I stole your car, you wouldn't have any peace. And since this is the very first time I ever thought about doing something like this, if I stole your car, I wouldn't have any peace. So peace to you and peace to me. Drive carefully. By the way, the next time, lock your doors." The next time, lock your doors. Interesting little story. Especially since today, you notice when Jesus sends out his disciples by themselves now for the first time, he gives them all these instructions. What is it that he tells them to say to people the very first thing? Peace to you. Peace to this house. That's the first thing they're supposed to greet people with. Peace to you. Remember when Jesus himself, risen from the dead, appears to his apostles. Every time he appears to them, what's the first thing he says? Peace be with you. Peace to you. So if Jesus says that in his greeting, and he tells his disciples, that means us too, to greet each other that way, peace to you. What is this peace? What is this peace he's asking us to give to one another? You know, normally when we think about peace, we think about a lack of conflict, an absence of war. But for the mentality of Jesus and the Hebrew people at that time, that was just the beginning. Peace involved something much more than a lack of conflict. For them, peace meant having enough of everything you need to live fully. Peace meant having enough of all the good things of life that you could live joyfully. So when you greet people with peace, you're wishing for them all the things they need to have enough of that they can be whole, live fully. Think about, for example, though, when you think about that, about what is it that we need, all of us, to live fully and wholly? Well, we need enough material goods, certainly. But we need even more, enough respect from other people. We need to have our human dignity recognized. We need enough friendship. We need enough love. And if necessary, we need enough forgiveness. We can't live fully without those things. So when we are people who are peace givers, peace wishers, we're wishing all of those things for people, not just a lack of violence or lack of conflict. But here's the important point. Notice when Jesus gives us the Beatitudes, what does he say? Blessed are the peace wishers? No. Blessed are the peace makers. So it's not just enough, it seems, if you're one of his disciples, as we are, to wish people peace, to hope that they have a lack of conflict and all those other things. Not enough simply to wish them that. We have to bring them that. We have to try to make sure their lives are filled with those things insofar as we can. So forgive me, just give you one little example of that. Suppose you know somebody who doesn't have much respect. People don't respect this person very much. They'd never think to ask this person for his or her opinion. If you're going to bring peace to that person, help them live fully, then probably what that would mean for you is this. You would turn to that person in a conversation. You would say, Peter, Eleanor, what do you think? What do you think about this? What would your feelings be about that? You give them respect. You bring them respect. Or another example, somebody is looked down on because of where they live, because of the nationality they belong to, or because of the color of their skin. If you're going to be a peacemaker, you have to bring dignity to that person because they really are a son or daughter of God. You have to help them find dignity, not just flash them a peace sign. May you bring a makers of peace. We're not just wishers of peace. We're bringers of peace. We're supposed to be. Think about that beautiful song we sing in church quite often, the prayer of St. Francis. What does that prayer say? Lord, make me a channel of your peace. Bring your peace into the world through me. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. In other words, I'm going to try to help people live fully, bring them the fullness of things they need. And I'm going to not just wish them peace, but try to bring them peace. When Christ says, peace be with you, and he tells us to say, peace be with you, that's what he's saying to us. You, my disciples, be bringers of peace into the world in all those ways we mentioned. Let me conclude with an example of a man who did that. Many of you here, I'm sure, recognize the name Albert Schweitzer. Albert Schweitzer was voted in the last century, the man of the century. Man of the century. Many of you probably know his story. He began as a concert pianist in Europe. Famous concert pianist. Well thought of. Lived the high life. Wined and dined by the nobility of Europe. But then he gave it all up, studied to be a medical doctor, went to Africa and spent the rest of his life caring for the poorest of the poor in Africa. He was asked one day why he did that. He said, one day I was in church, and the gospel that was being read that day was the gospel of the poor man and the rich man. Remember, the rich man and Lazarus, remember? Rich man sitting at his table every day, dressed in beautiful clothes, eating sumptuously. The poor man, Lazarus, lying in his doorstep. The rich man doesn't even see him. Doesn't care about him. And Schweitzer said, when I heard that gospel that day, it hit me in a brand new way. I thought to myself, how can you be here in Europe, living off the high life, off the fat of the land, while your brothers and sisters in Africa are suffering? How can you do that? He says, that's when I decided I had to go to them. Gave it all up, became a doctor, went, spent the rest of his life there. He was a bringer of peace. He was a bringer of all those things people needed to live more fully, more joyfully. So for you and me, today as we gather here, listening to the Lord, who sends us out too, right? We're his disciples. He sends us out to bring peace. Let us pray that we might have that grace, not just to be wishers of peace, but to be bringers of peace wherever we can. May God bless you.